She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. And this afternoon, I'd like to bring up a topic that people, I guess, are really bothered about, because I'm getting mails and emails about the rail and the cost of the rail on the mainland at this one place. At this moment, I don't know exactly where, but it started off in 2008 at $33.6 billion. Now it's up to $42.6 billion. That's a whole lot of money. And it's not even finished. So what if this scenario happens here? And you know it will. Look at H3. How much is it going to cost us? And this rail thing, folks, whether you're for or against it or whatever, it's not going to work if you don't go to the UH. Because look at when UH is out of session, when the students are not going to school. There's no traffic. So that's what you need to take off the road. But why don't we take a survey at the UH and see how many people there would give up their cars and catch the rail to school. And by the way, there's no parking lot at the rail stations. You have to catch a bus to the rail. So how many people are going to catch the rail? Only the people that catch the bus. So one or the other is going to lose customers. I don't think, and I don't see, people that are driving every day to work are going to give up their cars. Especially if they need the car for work, how are you going to do your work? I mean, I don't know. This whole thing of rail, folks, is not for traffic. If you're thinking it's traffic, you better forget it, because it's for development. At every rail station, they're going to build tons of condominiums. These developers are going to make tons of money building condominiums at every rail station. That's what it's all about. And try taking a cruise down to Kapolei and look at the junction where it goes off to Mililani and the other one goes on to Kapolei. How is the rail going to go past that without shutting the freeway down? You got to have common sense, folks. You got to think. You got to pass the word out. How long can you stand it with the freeway closed? How long? One day? One year? If you think you got traffic now, just wait till they close the freeway. Then see. It's gonna be one hectic mess. Okay? The other thing I wanted to bring up is everybody's forgotten. The hurricane insurance is gone. What happened to the money? That wasn't the state's money to use. That was the homeowner's money. Who gave them the permission to take the homeowner's money and use it It was for hurricane insurance. What's up with that now? Who's going to replace it? And these unions, local unions, thinking that they need the jobs, well, they better go check, because 90% of the workers is from the mainland. It's not from here. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, I don't know. This thing is really getting out of hand. Anyway, industrial fallout on your cars. Yes, there is. Feel your car. Rub your hand flat, not your fingertips, flat on your car. You'll feel it really rough. If it's really rough, that is industrial fallout. Industrial fallout is tiny, tiny pieces of metal embedded into your paint. This will cause the paint to peel, the clear will peel like dandruff, or start to rust from the outside in. You need to remove that. And they have a kit for the removal of industrial fallout. You can go down to one of the parts stores and go pick up industrial fallout kit. It's a clay and like a spray liquid that you spray onto the car, but you got to make sure it's clean. The surface is clean first, and then you rub the clay over the paint. It's only on the top side, because industrial fallout will not stick on the side. Okay, dust settles down with gravity, not sideways. I have to explain this because we're lacking a little common sense here. Okay. When you rub that clay on, the clay will pull all the tiny little pieces of metal out of the paint and become very smooth. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Because I know some of you just lost it already. You need me to repeat it. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, aloha, George.
Aloha.
Well, aloha. I really appreciate your show, you being on the air. And you know, absolutely, I agree with everything you said about the rail. And you don't just talk about the rail. You bring your facts to the radio. And I don't see how people are going to have an easy time or any ability to refute the facts you just gave. The cost overruns for a rail are all over the country. Our rail proposal, when the city first came out with it, they said it was going to cost, I think it was $2.4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people who were back then calling on radio programs saying, no way, it's going to cost $5 or $7
billion. Mm-hmm.
And the city called them all just cranks and crackpots, and they don't know what they're talking about. Well, you know, the city over time had to admit, I think it went to $2.9 billion and then $3.4
mm-hmm.
billion, and now they're admitting to $5.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And who says it's not going to go up some more?
I mean, it's going to.
Has,
mm-hmm.
around the country. And, in fact, the city said everything was fine. Our financial plan is sound, and the federal government loves our financial plan. Well, now we find out the federal government said, no, not good enough. So before the federal government said not good enough, the city was still having trouble financing. So they went $350 million of borrowing that we didn't find out about right away. The city raised their debt ceiling limit secretly, not even telling the city council, for like 5 months before it was finally discovered. And then the federal government now says their financial plan is weak, and so now the city council just approved $450 more million of extra borrowing. So if you add the $450 million plus the $350 million, that's $800 million of borrowing over what they said in the beginning. That's almost after you borrow the money and pay the interest, that's about $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And a billion with a B, folks, is not just a few million. That's a thousand million. That's what a billion is.
And I wonder who's going to pay it.
Right, and the HART, when some of the city council members asked HART, how are you going to repay that new $450 million borrowing when you only have authorization from the excise tax surcharge? Oh, well, we could maybe raise the fares, or, oh, we could cut down on some of our other expenses. I mean, no, they had no answers. No answers. Like you said, where is the money coming from?
That's right.
Probably all our property taxes and other fees. They've already taken money away from the bus, $300 million away from the bus. This thing is just put together with a house of cards, little sticks and you know, not glued together.
Yeah, because, see, the whole thing is not about transportation. The whole thing is accommodating these developers to build condominiums at the rail stations.
That's right. And, you know, you and I are small business people. We know that there's a certain number of cars on this island, and they have to be repaired, so there's going to be a certain number of auto repair shops repairing them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same with these developers. Like you said, they're going to have the inside track on the land, on the developing, on getting
exactly.
The contract. Whereas you and I know that if a certain number of people live on our island and need homes, private developers are going to build those homes or condos wherever it's zoned to do so. So we don't need a rail line to, you know, they're implying that that somehow is going to increase the amount of building for the contractors and for the workers.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to build the amount of homes that the market demands, the number of human beings living on this island.
What about the sewer?
Right, there you go. So, so 2 points you brought up, you brought evidence, and I'm just fortifying what you said, and I agree with you. And then right now, this the sewer. The upside implies that, oh, we need the rail for jobs, construction jobs, government worker jobs. Well, if we fix the sewer, that's going to be government worker jobs and contractors and carpenters and masons and all the rest, right?
So, right.
And that's going to actually help us so that when we flush our toilet, it works and we don't have a big main break and
back
lock up our streets every single day.
Yeah.
And how much business are we losing because we can't drive around our town? Yep. So, boy, nobody else is bringing out the facts like you are, George, so I really appreciate it. And, again, for those that disagree with you, come with your facts because, George, you're bringing the facts to the table. It's so true.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. God bless.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Nelson from Wahiawa.
Hey, Nelson.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. George, how many cars do you think would have to be taken off the road to ease traffic?
To what?
To ease traffic.
Well, you know, if you have some kind of contact with DMV and you contact them, they know exactly how many cars we have on the island of Oahu, and ask them how many of them are registered. It's 400-some-odd thousand cars unregistered. They're not supposed to be on the road.
Now, do you think 25,000 cars off the road would ease traffic?
If you take off 25,000 cars, no.
You would have to be more like 50,000 or something?
No, because, you see, as far as traffic goes, whatever you take off, another will take his place. Because those who are catching the bus or taking another form of transportation, they're going to see, hey, the road's clear. I'm going to take my car.
Now, how about if we pay people to catch the bus?
No, I think one of the solutions is you have them pay for getting on the freeway.
No, well, the way I calculated was that if we pay people $500 a month to catch the bus, plus pay a $200 bus fee, I think that would encourage people to catch the bus. And if you calculate,
might be.
I calculated that if you've taken off 25,000 cars and paying people $500 a month plus $200 fee, which is twice the fee what they want now for the bus, that it would take 25 years to use up the $6 billion they claim now for the rail. So what do you think of that idea?
How about giving them a free ride on the bus?
That too, but 500 would certainly encourage them to
throw
the keys away and take the bus, because 500 a month.
Yeah, but what if they don't take the bus?
Well, that's the thing that people have to figure out. Yeah, there's going to be some kind of system where you have to figure out that they are taking the bus, you know.
Well, pretty soon you're not going to have cars on the freeway, on the roads anyway, because the cost of registration is just going out of sight.
Yeah.
The seniors cannot afford it.
Yeah, I know they've doubled mine the past 5 or 6 years.
Oh, wait till it triples and quadruples.
Yeah, see.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, anyway, I thought I never
heard anyone
throw that idea about paying people to ride the bus, mm-hmm. because the government pays people to, you know, not work, to have babies and all. Why not pay them to catch the bus?
A good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay.
Back. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here.
Calm
great
down.
Subject. How did you know I'm worked up?
I can tell.
Well, here's my take on the whole rail thing. You know what? I've resolved myself to the fact that we're going to have rail. But this is what I want to put money on. If you see how the city maintains the roads, the parks, the restrooms and everything, how do you think they're going to maintain this rail? You're going to have chunks falling all over the place. I just see the nightmare coming. And
yeah,
you're right.
It's not about the rail. It's about building condos at the rail stations.
Right. And you know what the rail stations are going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, I tell you. It just go, like I always say, go to any city with rail, and you can sit in traffic and see how the rail solved the traffic problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it never happens.
It's not about
that. And the other thing on the cars is that, you know, people that say, oh, they don't believe you about all the unregistered cars.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you're sitting at a light, look around at the license plates and the inspection stickers on the car. And I guarantee you within a minute, you're going to see at least 2-3 cars with something wrong, something illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And they just drive around. And you're right. If you took those off the road, think how much traffic you could alleviate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And but do you know why they don't pay the registration fee? It's because the penalty is only $70.
Right. And plus, you got to get caught.
Yeah.
And they're not cheap, but you know what you were talking about? And I told the senator this one time. They said, we don't have room to confiscate all the cars.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to take is one car. Look at the IRS. The IRS doesn't audit everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But when they audit one person, they make it news because you don't want to get audited. So if you knew your car was going to get taken, you're like, oh, I'm not going to mess around with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you only have to take like one or two cars a day, and the word would get out, and people would start signing up. Okay, I know what you're about to say. I'm calming down. It is Hawaii. See, I'm in a better place already.
Yeah, go relax. So, go on the beach. Relax.
So on that note, as always, actually, I'm going to go wash my car now that you talked about the fallout.
Good idea.
So, on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. Got him worked up. Okay, who's next?
We have Wynn calling from IAL.
Hi, Wynn.
Aloha, George. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Hey, a couple of years ago, Energy Secretary Chu said that he was in favor of raising energy prices to force more people into alternative transportation, alternative green energy, and all this other kind of stuff. I got two questions for you. Do you believe that that's what's going on with gas prices and that kind of stuff, that we're actually being forced by the government to use alternatives and more people on rail, more people on buses, that kind of stuff? And then the other question I had is I've read about natural gas being used as an alternative fuel in Europe for the last 20 years very successfully. What is your thoughts on using natural gas, the equivalent price for a barrel of oil for natural gas is like $15 a barrel. I'm going to hang up and take your answer on the air.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. As far as natural gas, Brazil has been there, done that. And the thing on natural gas is the safety and the danger. Okay, it's like those of you that remember way back when all of the homes had gas stoves. You know, if there's a leak, you don't know, and you light up a cigarette, it explodes. Okay, but ethanol is green, made from sugarcane. It does not pollute. Natural gas does pollute on the exhaust. The exhaust from ethanol does not pollute. And the reason the gas prices are going up is common sense, folks. If you're running out of a product, don't you raise the prices? Think about that. If a product is being used up and getting short of, the prices go up. I mean, if you have a better answer than that, I'd like to hear it. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. There is a lot of oil in the world, but it cannot be made into fuel. It has to be the black gold, the black oil. It's the only one that can be made into fuel. So why is all the countries all over the world running around looking for alternative fuel? Because they want to be green? Come on, try that again. No, because the world is running out of oil. But it's only me telling you what the heck. Anyway, 808-296-5467 is the number. Okay, so the other thing on the rail, now that we got Bob off the line, is my son Todd said, hey, Dad, Honolulu is filled with a lot of lava tubes on the ground. Did these rail people ever check if where they're going to put the rail stands, you know, the pillars, if the ground is completely solid? What if they're just putting it over a lava tube, not knowing what's under there, and once the rail starts going, it drops down into the hole? Okay? So, that's one point. The other one is, if the rail doesn't go to University of Hawaii, this ain't going to work. Because the students got to get the ride to work, to school. Anyway, so much for the rail. Okay? I recommend using half a tank of gas. Fill only half a tank. This way, it's cheaper to fill the gas. So instead of paying $100, you pay $50. Instead of putting $50, you put $25. You know, money in hand is better than two in the bush. So, I recommend half a tank. So if your tank holds 20 gallons, put 10. If it's 15, put 6 or 7. Okay? Along with that, you put 1 gallon of ethanol. And you should get far better gas mileage. Try it and see. The savings you're going to get with ethanol is the injectors are going to last longer and longer and longer. Because it stays clean. Okay? Now, I've met a lot of people this past week, I don't know, by coincidence or whatever, from the old days of racing. And we're talking about the old days when the racetrack, Hawaii Raceway Park, was open. For those of you that remember back then, they were wonderful days. You know? And those that participated there at the old racetrack, Hawaii Raceway Park, have fond memories. It's too bad it's gone now. And I don't see it ever coming back. The racers, the serious racers, they think it will, but I know it won't. Because think about this. How many acres does it take to build a racetrack? And you use the racetrack only Friday, Saturday, Sunday? If you built a golf course, you use it 7 days a week. You make more money. It's all about the money. So who's going to build a racetrack? Not me. Anyway, if you were racing back in the old days, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, you know those handicap curbs that we have around Oahu? You know, I wish these politicians, when they travel around America, pay attention and look around. Because on the mainland, they don't break the road and everything and make a big project out of these handicapped curbs. All they do is they have an already set sidewalk that they mark off, cut the sidewalk, the existing sidewalk, cut the curb into angles, and set the thing in. Very cheap, $3,000 a corner. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George.
What's up?
I just wanted to let you know about 4 weeks ago on KITV, they had a report of amount of registered vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you guess how many registered vehicles there are on this island.
How many?
Take a guess. Remember last time was like 750,000?
Mm-hmm.
That was like about 4 years ago.
Now it's 500,000.
No.
400,000?
No, they got 1,076,000 registered cars on this island.
1 million?
1,076,000 registered cars on this island.
I got to go check on that.
Yeah, it was on KITV about 4 weeks ago.
I got to go check with DMV on that.
Yeah, well, call Dennis. He's the man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Flow.
Okay, if that is the case, then the city has a lot of money. Don't you think? At $400 or $300 a pop? Wow. That's a whole lot of money. Talking about the registration, folks, that is supposed to pay for road repairs and stuff. Well, lately we've been seeing a lot of tires being damaged by potholes, and the city is not paying for them. the car owners are buying tires like crazy. See, when the tires get older, the rubber gets hard, and when it gets harder and you hit a pothole, it causes a damage inside the tire, not the outside, inside. It separates. And when it separates, then there's a little bulge on the tread. When you have a little bulge, like a little golf ball in there, it'll cause the thing to wobble or be like a bumpy ride. And eventually, that tire will explode. Okay? But the thing that gets me is the city won't pay for that. Okay, who's next?
We have Tim from Kaimuki.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, George.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
I just got through doing my registration for my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had to pay at least, it's $295.
How much?
Well, $295
okay.
for my registration. And
that's cheap.
According to what I found out is that we're not only paying, everything's going towards that rail system.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I was wondering another thing about, you know, I know you got off the subject on the rail system, but why don't they just go railroad?
That's what I've been telling them. Cheaper.
It'll be a lot cheaper.
Yep.
You don't have to go into the ground.
Nope. Because railroads does not cause a cause for building condominiums at the rail station. I know, but they're not looking at that. These politicians and the city and state have these special groups, these developers that fund them in the political run and all that. And this is their kickback as a favor to have them build condominiums. And people, you got to realize how much profit they make from building condominiums.
Well, they would make profit too if they put the railroad down.
I know,
you can put the condominiums right next to it.
They can't do it because you see the condemnation of land is because when you put a rail above the ground, all the homes around that area within a 50 yard or something like that from the rail has to be condemned, because in the construction process, if something falls over, they don't want it falling onto a house. Now, after the condemnation, that land is dead. So the city gives it or, you know, whatever. And the guy who's going to develop it gets it for a song and a dance.
Boy.
See, it's all about money. Not ours, or in a way, ours, because we pay for it.
Well, they're just stealing it from us, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's why when you see a politician, open your wallet and say, "Hey, Abercrombie, here, help yourself."
Oh, no.
He's going to.
I'm going to keep on unlocking key.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, what kind of truck you have?
A Nissan.
And you're paying $297?
I paid $295.25.
Holy moly.
It is cheap.
And that was more than I had when my registration prior to that.
You know how much?
I mean, it was $200, but they added another $50 to it.
You know how much is for registration in Arizona?
No.
$40.
Oh, but I'm going to move to Arizona.
Hawaii, Honolulu, Oahu has the highest registration fee in the nation. We're number one. How's that?
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'm saying yours is cheap because mine is something like $317.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to raise it again.
Oh, boy. I think I'll buy me a horse cheaper.
They're going to charge you registration for it. Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, George.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
It's break time. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up, an oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you old time racers or those who went to the racetrack back then, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Or just call if you have a comment or question about your car. Okay? Another thing I'd like to bring out and point out, I have never ever seen the state or the city coating the roads. What I mean by coating the roads? In Arizona, when I was in Arizona, I saw them coating the roads. So I asked the guy what he was doing, and they said that they every so often they coat the roads so that it rejuvenates the asphalt and keeps it from breaking apart and causing potholes. Potholes are formed from the asphalt drying out, starting to crack, and water getting between the cracks and hydraulicking the pebbles out and causing a pothole. So, when the roads get gray like ours is, gray, you coat it and make it nice and black. This way, it never breaks apart. It's a lot cheaper than fixing a pothole. But then, the politicians will lose their supporters because the supporters won't have a job. Okay? So, it's all back to money again. Our money. We gotta say something, folks. We gotta make some noise. Okay? If you bought a new car, I recommend putting on the electronic rust-proofing device and that electronic rust-proofing device will protect your car from rusting. The bottoms of your car is not painted. All new cars are not painted. They will rust from the bottom. Even if you think the car looks great, you might not have a floor pan. So anyway,
you know, we had a caller didn't want to go on the air, but he said that he called his friend that works for the city, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he knows about the registration. He said that the money from the registration, most of it goes to the state general fund. Just a small portion goes to the city.
Yeah, I know.
You knew that?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, still, city, state, same thing. It's your left pocket, right pocket. It's still the politician, and they're wasting it. It don't matter how they do it, they'll do it. So, how can you put everything in a general fund and know how much was for plumbing, how much was for electricity, how much is for what? You don't have... What kind of bookkeeping is that?
Well, originally, the registration is supposed to only go to car-related things, right?
That's right. But it doesn't. I guess you call rail car-related. I don't know. But anyway, I recommend this electronic rust proofing, and you can get it on Kauai from Harvey Maeda. And Harvey also sells ethanol and Royal Purple Motor Oil. Okay, Harvey's number, 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? And you can also get it from us. And Todd can install the electronic rust proofer for you. Or if you want to come in for ethanol, we have that too. Okay? So, anyway, your car, you want to protect it, do it that way. Now, these workers that are coming from the mainland, do you people know that there's hundreds of them coming for the rail, and they're not using a lot of local workers? So, what is this about creating jobs? How are you creating jobs? You're creating jobs for mainland workers, not Hawaii workers. I mean, gotta say something, folks. You cannot have that old school mentality of no make noise, you're gonna get in trouble. Okay? Gotta say something. Headlight lenses have to be clean, folks. If your headlight lenses are fogging up and getting cloudy, you will not pass safety check. It's part of safety check. Okay? To prevent that from happening, you wax it. Not once every 5 years. Okay? Every 6 months. Okay. If you have a question, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, so whatever that may be. If you decide to try the ethanol, only thing I'm going to caution you on is be careful of speeding. You're going to be speeding without even knowing it because the car will make a lot of power, lots and lots of power, and run very, very smooth. Okay, so anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Okay, who's next?
One. We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
How's it, George? Boy, George, I tell you, the more I think about it, the more I'm figuring out that putting on more buses all around the island would be a heck of a lot cheaper than building this 20 miles, how many billions per mile?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And you know, George, I noticed because I, you know, I listen to lots of different radio, and I'm noticing that a lot of guys are calling in and starting to talk about that. You know, bringing it up. Like, I mean, who's kidding who here?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, supposedly they've taken between 300 and 500 million away from the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And rededicated it to the rail. I mean, yowee. Holy Toledo.
Well, you know, Rob, the people of Hawaii, they don't do anything until it's too late.
Oh, boy.
That's the mentality. Look at Hawaii Raceway Park.
Oh, there you go, George.
They did nothing until it got sold.
George, I remember you talking about that over and over and over again.
Nobody listened.
You know, Jerry Inouye with his beautiful 68 metal flake blue Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
We used to race out there all the time. He lives next door to me. He's a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just shines his car all the time. And finally, a little while ago, he started it up and drove it around the block.
Well, I hope he got his jollies with that because, man, that ain't no jollies.
Oh, George, I tell you, I was so sad. You know, I could tell. I just looked in his eyes, you know, because he and I are good friends, yeah, and I could tell he was just shaking his head like, for what, yeah?
Yep. It'll never come again.
I know, and he can't even sell it. Guys come, they look at it, and then they realize, so why would I want to buy this?
Yeah.
Huh? You know? And
it's
the police,
crazy.
All the gang out on the outer islands, I mean, they all have their vehicles because they have their tracks, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no need, you know.
Yep.
So, okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thanks for letting me vent again, George.
Okay.
As usual. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, so that's where it is. I mean, those that know from way back, Earl Safari Char, he knows. We're trying hard to get a good racetrack. We finally got one at Hawaii Raceway Park, and now it's gone.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Find my phone. Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call if you have a question, a remark, or whatever. Who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Yeah, I heard we're going to get some more Marines coming over here. They're going to be leaving Okinawa and heading over here for Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
You think the impact of those Marines and their families, you know, buying vehicles and being on the road will impact the traffic more?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And would you say that the car places will be doing good money with these military also, selling those cars?
It'll benefit everybody.
Uh-huh.
And it's got its good and its bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing is all one way.
Right.
There is no such thing as a perfect all good. There is a bad in there.
Mm-hmm. I hope they look at the infrastructure before these moves come about.
Yeah, where are you going to put the sewer?
That's right.
Where are they going to put the sewer?
Mm-hmm. You got to throw it in an ocean. No way you can do that.
They're doing it now.
Yeah, that's a really bad violation.
I know, but, you know, this thing I don't understand is, you know, these politicians, mm-hmm. they're standing in the same bucket we are, mm-hmm. and they're not immune from disease. Mm-hmm. And yet they allow all this kind of stuff to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they only think about themselves, not about the public and what's going around them.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
Go ahead. Yeah. Thanks, yep. George.
Thank you. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Well, if you want to have a nice dinner, I recommend going to the Chart House. The Chart House has excellent food, good prices, excellent atmosphere, and they're right next to the Ilikai. They're not in Waikiki, just outside. Okay, go check it out. And if you want good cleaning detergents, go see Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has that famous Degreaser 2000 that is excellent for cleaning off oils, grease spills, and stuff like that. Crestec is located about two doors Waikiki side of McKinley Car Wash, right on Kapilani Boulevard. Go check them out. Lots and lots of good stuff there. They also sell AMSOIL and Royal Purple Motor Oil. Okay? Go check out Crestec Cleaning Center. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about Harvey Maeda. That guy is, that guy is something awesome. You know, years and years ago when we had a racetrack, I had taken a group of junior dragster kids to Kauai because they wanted to go there to race. And Harvey Maeda accommodated them and also brought dinner for them all the way from Lihue to the racetrack on the other side of the island. Who would do that for the kids? Only Harvey. Big mahalo to him. Okay, who's next?
We have John from Ever Beach.
Hi, John.
Oh, good afternoon. I wanted to ask about using lacquer thinner in the gas.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe I'll be in.
No, not lacquer thinner.
Oh. Okay, well, that's what I had. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have another John from Makiki.
Hey, John.
Aloha, George. I have a question about ethanol. Now, mm-hmm. I drive very little, so when I put gas in my car, I only put in $10 at a time because gasoline deteriorates over time.
It does, in 1 week.
Yeah. So it takes me a little over a week to use just that much because I drive so little.
Mm-hmm.
Is the same true of ethanol, or can
no.
you just fill it up and keep it indefinitely?
Ethanol is like vodka and wine. They get better as the longer you leave it.
Better with age.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, thank you, George.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next?
We got another John from downtown.
Wow,
hey, how you doing?
Johns.
Hey, okay, brother. Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you about the campaign sign.
Okay.
You notice they're all coming up again, you know. We only had those things just polluting all of our streets and, you know, scenery for the last 2 years ago. And now the same guys are getting their signs. They don't give a darn, that's why, you know. Like
mm-hmm.
Caldwell and Carlisle
mm-hmm.
and Hanneman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it weird that Hanneman goes and spends $5 million and just blows it down the toilet, all kind of crappy stuff like signs and everything else, lose the election, and now he's soliciting more funds. He could have paid for a lot of poor families to enjoy at least a Christmas dinner, a decent Christmas dinner and a shelter. Instead of trying to be governor, he could have stayed as mayor and saved the $7 million I think he spent.
Good idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stupidity. And then we got to clean up all that trash, burn all that stuff, you know, pollute our air.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these guys are insensitive, you know. And
mm-hmm.
the same guys, they have the same old signs starting coming up already, like Caldwell's. And, you know, they're going to just put them anywhere they like, too. And a lot of another thing, too, is, you know, I don't know why, but there's two guys that are running for the Congress. Both of them got to get, I don't know, man, like Gabbard. She voted against the funding of the rail, I mean, for funding the rail for $450 million the other day. Yet she was the one that making all the big noise about why we got to do this and questioning the guys, and then she goes and votes the opposite way. I don't know, something wrong with these guys, Modulo Oblongata, you know, like the water boy, the two water boys over there.
Yep. Yep, that's right. People, we got to wake up. Got to smell the coffee and see what the heck's going on. How many of them running for office really have a heart for the people of Hawaii? How many? Okay? They can promise you the world, but there's no law that they have to guarantee their promises. Okay? So, think about that and vote wisely. If you don't vote, then you lose. Okay, who's next?
Mr. Bailey from Kaneohe.
Hi, Mr. Bailey.
Yeah, George, I'm going to leave you with this. Rail will not solve our traffic problem.
You got it.
The solution is where you merge, where H2 and H1 merges, you got to build another level on top of H1, enter there at Aloha Stadium, and it will solve our traffic problem.
Mm-hmm.
I leave you with that.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Give me a call. 808-296-5467. If you have a suggestion, question, or whatever, quick, because the time's running out. Okay? And time is running out for Hawaii, too. You know, they're spending money like going crazy. Like there is no tomorrow. We need money for other things. Why just the rail? Well, you can figure that one out. And I'm sure you and I know why. But anyway, my take on drunk drivers, and if you're drinking and driving, so sorry, but this is how it is. I recommend a law to confiscate and condemn those cars. Take the cars away from the drunk driver. Not the license, the car. Because you take the license, he still drives. You take the car, he's not driving. And if your friend is a drunk driver and he lost his car being confiscated, you're not going to let him your car. Okay, who's next?
We have Gary.
Hi, Gary.
How's it, George?
Hi.
The cause of auto traffic in Honolulu is you have the off-ramp or the on-ramp off-ramp, and you have cars crisscrossing all the time.
That's where the jam is.
Maybe one suggestion is contra-flow the freeway, and then the surface streets also contra-flow, and hopefully you can get people moving around that way, but I don't know how to fix it, but problems. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, that's the signal. We got to get out of here. Now, folks, please, take care of each other. Change things. Don't follow the world. Be Hawaii, the special place in the world. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
Intelligent.